breathe through your heart. And you're going to have an experience with your amazing future self. Time doesn't really exist. It's all happening at one time. And we can easily tap into our future self. And pick one aspect of what you are creating. And it might be something you've already articulated. And if not, take a moment to articulate that is. What are you creating? If you used another process, that's totally fine. This will just supercharge it. So, what I want to invite you to do is take another deep, full breath. And as you drop into your sacred space, deep into your heart, and relax your shoulders and your jaw, and breathe deeply through your heart. I want you to look far off into the future, like you were looking down a path, or you were up high and looking sort of at the whole of your life, but out towards the horizon. And as you look out towards the horizon, you can sense someone you know very, very well. And in fact, it's you. It's you in the future. And you get to decide the timeline or tune into that, whether this is 6 months or 24 months or a year or 3 years, whatever it is. That's up to you. But this is the version of you who's already created and is already experiencing your vision. Already experiencing specifically one thing that you are creating. It's already created it and it's already living it. And I want you to notice how you are living with that creation in creation. It's happened. How are you living your life? How do you look? What are you doing differently than you are now? Maybe who are you with? Or where are you? How are you walking differently? Talking differently? What do you know that you didn't know before? And really notice how this version of yourself feels. This is something that you'll write down on your worksheet when you come out of this meditation. How does this version of you feel? Really important, because that's the frequency. It could be one, it could be three feelings. How does this version of you feel? And how does this version, off in the future, already there, already here, how does this version of you act? What are you doing? How are you being? What is the disposition? What is the thoughts that you have? This version of you as a state of being and the things that it attends to and is giving attention to and not giving attention to. How does this version of you act? How does this version of you be? And what actions does that future version of you take? What kind of actions on a daily basis? You know, what are the actions that you take? What are you doing? Tune in with this future self. See yourself in that future reality right here and right now, and notice. You're going to take a few notes on this. When you're ready, open your eyes. And then write down how this version of you feels, how it acts, and how this version of you, like what actions this version of you takes. So take a moment to do that. And once you've captured that, you have a great energetic snapshot that you want to practice every day. And you can start with just 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, and keep bumping that up over time. Eventually spending an hour a day in this disposition of your future self. It's already created all of this. It's created this vision of yours. So this is super powerful to put, again, embody that state. And you really want to get into the energy. So if you're creating a certain level of wealth, well, how do I act that way if I don't have it? Well, you having that certain level of wealth drinks your coffee or your tea in a certain way, walks in a certain way, it's doing dishes, do dishes in a certain way, or read in a certain way. There are things that you just do on an everyday basis that you can do in that energy. Maybe there are things that you can do. Even how does that version of yourself spend money? You with a different disposition, a different energy, you know? So even just doing regular mundane things, you want to do it in that energy. If you feel like you have the availability to do something that version of yourself, future version of yourself would do, that you have the ability to do now and you're not doing, then you can certainly use it that way too. But it doesn't mean go spend all that money that you would if you had that. It's about being in the disposition, okay? No matter how mundane that is. This is really fun, and it's really